for calling customer support. My name is Carissa. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm a little confused. I thought that I was paying for shipping for a Makita drill, and it turns out that I didn't pay for shipping, that I'm paying for some kind of monthly subscription to Makita. And could you explain what the situation is?
Yes, sir. Give me one second. I can explain it for you. Yes, sir, I'm still here. Give me one second.
That's okay. You know.
Okay. So it says here that once you pay for the shipping and handling of that gadget, of the drill, it had enrolled you into our factory's direct save club. Every month you are charged, and it returns you and receives a $125 gift card to be used at your Best Consumer Gadgets Club, our online web store. That's what it had enrolled you in. Does it say it's charging you $54 and something cent, or is it more than $54?
No, it charged me. Okay, it said that shipping was $5, and
mm-hmm.
when I read down on the terms and conditions, it says your charge today will be $7.95, and I assumed that I was paying $5 for shipping and $7.95. But then when I looked onto the charge, it was just $7.95. So, I'm totally confused about this whole thing. I took the survey, and they said for taking the survey, I get the Makita drill toolkit, combo toolkit, and it would be $5 shipping. And then in the terms and conditions, like I said, it said that I was $7.50 was $7.50 a month for some kind of Makita subscription, and that I could cancel it any time. I want to know what's going on. Am I getting a Makita drill, or am I paying for a subscription?
May I have your zip code really quickly to check your account?
Yeah, I'm a sir, by the way.
Oh, yes.
My zip code is 80631.
May I have your first and last name?
David Schoolcraft, just like it sounds.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, I'm still here. Give me one second. Okay, so it does say here that it paid the $7.95. That was the only thing that was charged on your end. That was for the shipping and
on
handling.
On my card.
Yes, sir.
Right.
On the
I'm
Visa
sorry,
card. What? On the I say yes, sir. On the Visa card, it was charged. Is the Visa card the last four digits 6428?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. It was charged on that card for $7.95. For the Makita drill, let me check and see. Yes, sir. So since it was just placed today, I won't be able to get a tracking number until Tuesday because Monday is a holiday.
Okay. All I want to know is, I am getting the drill, right?
So what this is, it has enrolled you into a membership. That's what has happened. So the reason why it's charging, well, that's for the shipping and handling. And then if it pulls your account again, it's charging you for a monthly subscription to a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadgets Club. It's an online web store. So that's what will be happening.
I'm still confused.
But you will get the gadget. It will be shipped to you, the Makita drill. But yeah, that will happen. But it also enrolled you into that monthly subscription. So do you want me to delete the account so it won't take that charge from your card, so you won't be enrolled in the monthly subscription?
Yeah, do I still get the drill?
Yes, sir.
I really don't want the monthly subscription. I just want the drill.
Okay, let me fix that for you. Give me 1 second.
And so what's the shipping cost on the drill?
Oh, that shipping cost was just $7.95.
Okay.
Yes.
It wasn't, because it said $5 a shipping cost, and then it jumped up to $7.95. So that's okay.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm just gathering.
I'm sorry. It went dead silent, and I went, okay, what happened?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay, that's okay. And will you email me or text me a tracking number on the drill?
Yes, sir. I'm going to put all this in the email about the taking you out of the subscription and the tracking number as well. I do have a confirmation number for you as well. I can tell them to send that for you too.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You've been very helpful.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I was able to send that message in to my manager. So they will be able to send you that information to your email address, and you'll get your tracking number and your confirmation number, and I can read the confirmation number out loud for you as well, so you can write it down.
Okay. I don't have anything to write on right now.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do understand. Hello. Oh, he left again. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. So that's all that we have done. So I did
okay,
send that for
you.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to. Okay, what's the confirmation number?
It'll be the letter C 26.
Hold on. C
260.
Yes.
350. 293.
C260350293.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, now I have that.
I think I just sent it in, so it should take probably no more, maybe a few hours or so before they send the email.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So
well,
be...
if something goes wrong, I have the confirmation number. So if I call back, at least I have that.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess we're just about done here then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.